Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York City parents now have a better idea of what school will look like if students return in the fall. Mayor de Blasio says there'll be a combination of in-person and remote learning. He called it blended learning. The groups will switch off being in school and remote learning. Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza says families can also opt for all remote learning.
This is very new and different, and I know it's no one's first choice, but we need to do it to maintain the health and safety of our school communities. And I know that we'll make this into our new approach of learning over time, and we will be there to support you. We also know that there are families who do not feel comfortable going back to school buildings in the fall. We heard you loud and clear.
Schedules will be distributed in August. To adhere to social distancing, Carranza says there will be fewer students in classrooms, and large spaces like gyms and cafeterias will be transformed into classrooms. Building entries and exits will be modified as well. They're working with the School Construction Authority to find extra space. All of this is contingent on whether Governor Cuomo allows schools to reopen. He says a decision will be made early next month. Face masks are going from recommended to required in New Jersey. Governor Murphy on MSNBC.
Face coverings are game changers. I think we were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you if you can't socially distance, then it's going to be required.
And that's the key. If you can't socially distance, you're required to wear a mask now outdoors. And Murphy says he's going to sign an order today doing just that. He hadn't done it before because of enforcement issues, he says. Now he says you're going to at least get a warning. Visitors are allowed to visit Long Island animal farms and zoos again as part of today's Phase 4 reopening. Sophia Hall stopped by a game farm on the East End.
Even though their little faces were wearing masks, you could still tell the children were smiling here at the Long Island Game Farm in Manorville as the young and the young at heart fed some of the animals, including the deer. Greg Strassel is the operations manager. He says you cannot just shut the doors the past few months. The animals must be taken care of.
It's vet bills, it's feed bills. The admissions coming through, it's very hard to maintain. And then a lot of our animals are shipped out for the winter because of the quarantine. The giraffe isn't here yet. We built a beautiful cage for the gibbons. We don't even know whether we're going to be able to get the gibbons. We just spent a lot of money.
He says normally they open in April, and one of the busiest weekends is Memorial Day. But the first day opened here, there was a steady crowd of people walking inside to see the zebra, chickens, rescued alligator, peacock, and ponies. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Let's get the forecast now, and I gather we don't have to worry about a drought here right now, Danielle Niddle.
Yeah, we are certainly not going to be talking about that, or at least kind of those drought conditions anymore over the next several days here, Joe. We've got some pretty heavy rainfall that is working its way through portions of Orange and Putnam counties right now, and heading over toward Danbury. That rainfall moving very, very slowly and coming down again pretty heavy as well. So we're going to be keeping our eyes on some flooding perhaps developing in that neck of the woods here. Fairly fairly shortly or so, again, as it's coming down very hard. Some lighter rainfall across far northwest Jersey, so traveling along Route 80, especially west of Stanhope or so, seeing some of that raindrops activity as well. Going forward here, we're going to be seeing these showers and storms scattered about the area for the rest of our afternoon and into the early part of this evening. Again, flooding downpours a concern along with some gusty winds. Temperatures topping out in the mid and upper 80s. Later on tonight, it'll be turning out partly cloudy, a warm and sticky night, low 74. As we work our way into tomorrow, looking very nice with a good deal of sunshine, a hot and humid day, up to around 90, but feeling like the mid and upper 90s with the humidity. And then as we work our way into Friday, still going to be on the sticky side. We're going to have more clouds and some showers and thunderstorms making a return, looks like, especially for the second half of the day and continuing into Friday night. And some of that rainfall, again, has the possibility of coming down pretty heavy. Highs for Friday, 82, 85 degrees. Right now, 84 degrees in Inwood. We have 87 degrees in Flushing. It's 81 degrees in Midtown. We'll go up to a high of 86.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.